BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won a third term in power and has promised to work with his rivals on a new constitution. He told cheering supporters that he'd focus on consensus and negotiation. From Istanbul, Jonathan Head.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan campaigned with extravagant promises of new construction and services. That has played well with an electorate whose living standards still lag far behind those of most European countries. The main opposition party, the secular CHP, appears to have increased its share of the vote, but not sufficiently to threaten Mr. Erdogan's AKP. But he has not won the two-thirds supermajority of parliamentary seats that would have allowed him to push through his plans for a new constitution without putting it to a referendum.
The Syrian army is taking control of the town of Jisr al-Shughur nearly a week after officials said 120 members of the security forces were killed there. Syrian TV said a mass grave had been discovered containing the bodies of dozens of security personnel. The BBC reporter in the town said he was shown a grave with seven bodies. Owen Bennett-Jones reports from the Syrian-Turkish border.
The thousands of people who have fled Syria in recent days abandoned their homes because they feared a massive Syrian army assault. And now that assault has reached the town of Jisr al-Shughur. The Syrian army says it's found a mass grave containing some of the 120 security personnel killed last week. The military says it entered the town at the request of citizens. But the refugees say that by the time the army reached Jisr al-Shughur, most of the residents had run away.
Leaders from North and South Sudan are in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa to discuss the violence that's broken out in border areas, less than a month before Southern Sudan is due to become independent. The meeting, under the auspices of the African Union, will focus on the disputed region of Abyei and the oil-rich northern state of South Kordofan. Human rights groups say tens of thousands of people have fled from recent fighting in South Kordofan. They say northern troops are conducting house-to-house searches for southerners. The Libyan government says its forces have held off an attack by rebels on Zawiya, a key town in western Libya. A spokesman said rebel resistance had been eliminated. It follows a second day of fierce fighting in Zawiya, an oil terminal an hour's drive from Tripoli. The main road and supply route from Tripoli to the Tunisian border, which runs through Zawiya, is said to have been partially closed. Thousands of people in the Iranian capital Tehran have held a silent march to mark the second anniversary of the disputed re-election of the country's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Reports say the march ended peacefully, but some protesters were arrested. The demonstrators said their aim was to show that the opposition movement was still alive, even though the government in Iran has put its leaders under house arrest. World News from the BBC. Ash particles drifting across the Pacific Ocean from a volcanic eruption in Chile are causing further disruption to airlines in New Zealand and eastern Australia. It's the first time Australian flights have been affected by volcanic activity for 20 years, and it's feared they could be grounded for days. Matt Wardell is the spokesman for Air Services Australia, which manages the country's air traffic.
It's going to be a pretty hairy 24 hours down here in southeastern Australia, and particularly and across to New Zealand. We've had a couple of hundred flights cancelled or diverted, or certainly looking at having that number affected over the next 24 hours, and somewhere north of 20,000 passengers affected.
The government of Bangladesh is defending its first ever use of mobile courts to give on-the-spot prison sentences during the current general strike. The main opposition party says that about 50 activists were sent to prison by the courts. Anbarasa Netarajan reports from the capital, Dhaka.
Mobile courts were used to punish those found guilty of damaging public property or preventing police from carrying out their duties. The Home Minister has said that they wanted to give immediate punishment to those indulging in violence. Opposition leaders who call the strike say the instant courts are not giving the accused a proper chance to defend themselves. Sultana Kamal, a leading human rights activist, says the system could be misused by political parties, especially by the ruling party.
The Croatian president Ivo Josipovic has condemned an attack on the first gay rights march ever held in the coastal city of Split. He said the violence didn't reflect the true face of Croatia. About 8,000 opponents of the gay pride parade hurled stones and bottles at some 150 marchers, who were eventually taken to safety. Saturday's violence came a day after Croatia secured an agreement to complete negotiations to join the EU in 2013.